The building was completed by my own hand, but I had to do every last drawing in the offices of Henry Pfisterer. All the engineering, all the mechanical, all the structural, plus all the aesthetics that I myself insisted upon. Mr. Pfisterer, and I wish I could thank him again, saw to it that the building was built. And I loved coming to his class in structural engineering with cement on my new purchased engineering boots, while all the other students sat there in their typical Yale gray flannels and sport jackets. And I graduated then with a complete and finished building prior to my even accepting my degree. Now this, as you can obviously accept, was quite unusual. So before I go on and on and on and tell you the philosophy that I used in designing the showroom, which is the key to my entire existence, I'm going to stop and play this back and see how terribly unbelievably long it is. But perhaps I might just keep on going. Because after I accepted the job from Mr. Boyce, about 2 or 3 days later, I said, I have your drawings. He said, how could you have the drawings for my showroom so soon? I said, well, you told me about the chrome and the glass, the neon tubes and the marble floors. I said, I went and bought 2 or 3 of the big, important magazines, slick-covered magazines, Town and Country, etc. And I looked up every Lincoln advertisement, and I found that every Lincoln automobile, which was sleek and highly respected in the automotive area, was always shown in a great estate with brick driveways, a couple of people on polo ponies, and a couple of beautiful dogs, and a great house in the background, and the beautiful trees and surroundings and sky and bushes. And I thought to myself, ha, this is what we shall do. I said, Mr. Boyce, your building shall be done of materials which will complement the sleekness of your automobile. It will be done of flagstone and of real stone and of water and of planting and of sunlight and of shadow and of beautiful wood. And I shall design your building of 3 things, 1 part water, 1 part land, and 1 part sky. And he said, I like that. Let's do it. Well, what a wonderful person to agree with me and put forth the money to accomplish this. That was in 1947 or 8, my 3rd year at school. The building went up while I was still a student. And the thing that I can say which is remarkable, is this is 1999. The building has never been changed, because that Lincoln, which I designed to be displayed on 3 levels, with the sunlight coming through shafts in the ceiling, and at night, the shafts from the same source, with the water coming down the stone walls behind it, with the great plantings, and with the suspended balconies of natural wood. The building was a work of art which surrounded the Lincoln automobile, and he was so pleased because of that building, his dealership was extremely flourishing, and I feel very competent and very qualified to say that I surrounded this building with the most beautiful possible environment, nature.